Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Old Testament and the New Testament, two short passages of Scripture. First, out of the book of Jeremiah, one of my favorite passages, chapter 29, verse 11, where the Lord says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope and a future." And then, out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26, a passage of Scripture that Tony Dungy lifts a lot, uses a lot, embraces for his life, and lifts up to others, and it's one that they used, he and Nathan used in their book, Quiet Strength, a number of times. And Jesus says this at verse 26 of chapter 16, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" Well, it was what I told my son when he called one day in May a number of years ago to share with me what he believed God was calling him to do. He felt strongly that God had laid on his heart for him to write, and in particular, as he began to write a book with his friend Tony Dungy. Now, he's been to Duke undergrad and Harvard Law School. He's practiced law. He's been with the Jaguars and the Bucks, and now he's getting ready to go into wealth management. And all of a sudden, sitting in the church, he has this calling on him. As I listened, I fought back my first and more practical response, because I knew that Nathan had already figured out what he would need to do to take care of his family while following his call and this call on his life. Instead, after listening to him for a while, I told Nathan what I have had a chance to tell countless others, younger and older, male and female, through the years. Minimize the moments in life where you will look back and say, "I wish I had done that. I wish I had tried that." And so, with the blessing and support of his bride, Amy, and two daughters, Hannah and Ellie, he stepped out onto the path that he felt God was calling him to. The journey has led to the writing of numerous New York Times best-selling books for adults and children, with more on the way. The original book, Quiet Strength, that he wrote with Tony Dungy, has become the all-time best-selling sports autobiography. And when they started out to write that first book, and every book after, they didn't do it with the idea of selling hundreds of thousands of books or even millions. They did it with the idea that if this book blessed one person, it was worth doing. Great, great mission and purpose. Somebody must have told Susan Boyle the same thing that I told Nathan. You may remember the moment. A rather plain and unassuming lady in her appearance, coming out on the stage of Britain's Got Talent 10 years ago, announcing to a mildly mocking audience and three less than impressed judges that she wanted to be a singer like England's great Elaine Page. And then Susan Boyle began to sing, and her notoriety and career took wing on the beautiful voice that God had given her. And shortly thereafter, she released her first album, which sold over 4 million copies in 2 weeks. Here's a few verses from one song on that album, a song that was entitled "Who I Was Born to Be." "When I was a child, I could see the wind in the trees. I heard a song in the breeze. It was there, singing out my name. And though I may not know the answers, I can finally say I am free. And if the questions led me here, then I am who I was born to be." And in the process of being who he was born to be, as an author, as a speaker, and in ministry endeavors, the books which Nathan has written and his other works have blessed the lives of countless others. And in the process of following her dream, which others initially mocked, Susan Boyle has also blessed millions with her voice. I watched her performance again this morning and was moved once again to tears. And I reread also this morning Nathan and Tony's opening chapter in their book, Quiet Strength, a chapter entitled Tampa Rain, remembering his journey into the future that God had for Tony and was moved once again to tears as I was the first time I read it. And for Nathan and Susan, by answering God's call on their lives, they have inspired others to step out to be themselves, probably not fully appreciating either one of them, the impact they really have had on so many around the world. And they would never have lived out the plans that God had for their future if Nathan and Susan had not stepped out through doubt, no doubt about it, through doubt, but in faith, believing God was there and that God had them. In the verse from Jeremiah that we read earlier, one of my favorite passages of Scripture, the Lord is having Jeremiah speak words of encouragement to his people who have been exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon. The Lord has just said that he will visit them and he will return them to Jerusalem because I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope and a future. Looking back on our lives as we stood face to face with moments of doubt, moments of uncertainty and challenge, moments that we probably will face again in the future. Standing before mountains to climb and rivers to cross and valleys to survive and learn from, we can see the truth of those words of promise of Jeremiah. And like all the promises of God in his word, when standing at the crossroads in our lives, wondering which fork to take, which decision to make, those promises hold us. They hold us as our lives unwind in the days to come. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future. But there's something you and I, there's something we have to do. Facing the obstacles and crossroads before us, we must step out. We must move beyond just standing there, trusting that God has plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans for our hope and our future. We must step out into them with him. And with that assurance, which Nathan and Susan Boyle believed, we will watch as God works out his plans through us and with us as we step out and embrace those promises of God, all designed to minimize the moments where we look back in our lives and say, I wish I had done that. And in our better moments, we know that God is always calling us to the eternal, to the things that will last, to the bigger and best picture of us, which God created and wants to paint with our talent and with our lives. The world, on the other hand, calls us to stuff and to things, to awards and recognition, to celebrity and status. Well, God always calls us to the eternal, to have an internal impact for good on the lives of others, to respond to his call and allow God to work through each of us so that God can transform the lives around us to be all that they were created to be. Lives that will then also have an eternal impact on others and others and others here and for eternity with him in heaven. And that calling of God is what caused me to respond to the vision that he placed on my heart a number of years ago. And Nathan came alongside me to start his ministry we call Impact for Living through a dream that he laid upon my heart late one night. And what a night it was. It was a dream calling me and calling Impact for Living to educate, to equip, to encourage, and inspire others, and then allow God to transform the vision and lives of all of us everywhere, to be able to see our own unique one-time-around impact and legacy that we were designed by God to have in the world, a legacy of eternal impact, and to challenge others to have that impact and to live out that legacy each day by maximizing their God-given purpose, their incredible potential, the gifts and abilities they've been given, the unique passions, those energies that move them on in life, and the sacred platforms or roles of influence that God provides, all which will leave a lasting legacy of eternal change in the world around all of us when we do that. The last verse of Susan Boyle's song is this: and so here I am, open arms and ready to stand. I've got the world in my hands, and it feels like my turn to fly. So, my friends, What is it that God has laid on your heart and is calling you to do? Where are you being called to fly? Sing, perhaps? Write? Coach? Teach? Maybe to get involved in and support God's work in the world? Maybe mentor a child? Maybe make a career change with all the uncertainty that that entails, but also with all the possibility that it brings? Be a friend to someone this moment who needs a friend? Look, when you draw your last breath, when I draw my last breath, what difference will I have made in the world and the lives around us? Think about these things as you search for that answer. In the journey of your life, who have you spent time with? Who will you have helped? What faces are smiling because you cared? Who have you touched for good with all that God has given you? What will the lasting impact of your life be? What eternal and godly imprint on the lives of others will you have left behind? Who will have come to know God and be assured of their eternal place in heaven with him because of you? For what will you have used the resources of your life, which God has entrusted to you, your time, your talent, and treasures? What legacy will you have left behind? What words will others speak about you while remembering your life? For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope and a future. Jim Elliot, martyred as a missionary along with four others by the Aucas Indian tribe in Ecuador on January 8, 1956, said this about his life and about our life and our calling. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose, that relationship with God through Christ. When we draw our last breath, my friends, how long will our list of regrets be? Those things that we wish we had done and didn't do. My friends, we need to make that a short list, short as possible. Instead, we are all called to follow God's call on our lives, to step out with the one life we've been given and make an eternal difference in the world and in the lives around us. It's up to you. It's up to me. What will we do with the rest of our life to make a difference? What will your impact be and mine? What imprint for good and for eternity will we have left behind on the lives of those who came before us and who will come after us? Maximize your moments, my friends, and minimize your regrets. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time just to pause and to remember your promise. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope and a future. We claim it and all the other promises in your word. Thank you for that. Help us to seek after the eternal, to follow you, to step out into all that you want us to be, to not stand, but to realize that you have created us uniquely to make a difference in this world. Help us to use all the gifts and abilities we have to step through doubt with faith, knowing you've got us. Thank you for that promise. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us. And thank you most of all for your son and simple fact that he will be with us as we step out and walk through life. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.